Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and founder of U-Turn. Mark, tell us about your company and what you do for your folks.
So, well, U-Turn is a site that helps college students rise up into the workforce, Jim, perhaps for a little more graceful than they would otherwise. So we talk a lot about developing social proof online, developing an online portfolio, networking, and personal branding, and everything that a young person needs to enter the workforce.
Good for you. That's U-Turn.com?
Yes, sir.
All right. U-T-E-R-Y-O-U. TERN.com. And Switch and Shift, that's your other business. That's your business, right?
That's right. And that's where we hang out and talk about leadership and things like transparency on digital and social media.
Which is what we're talking about right now. And that's switchandshift.com. Is that the website?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
All right. And A War Gone Social, that's this co-authored book. So, Mark, we were just talking about helping small business owners get better adapted to social media. And here it is. It's 11 years since social media took off in around 08. And we're still talking about it. It's still a challenge for a lot of folks. But one of the challenges people have is how to deal with things, how to get their message out in a way that's productive and not disruptive. And one of the ways to be disruptive is to not be transparent. Give us some more examples of what that looks like.
So let's use some real world examples of this. Think about the troubles that our airlines are having right now, and you might remember a case, Jim, where a person was actually drugged off of an airplane, and the video showed up, and of course everybody was appalled. Here's this bloodied man literally being drugged down the aisle of the airplane. And poor United Airlines, they took the absolute worst approach on this. They blamed the passengers.
As they seem to always do. They seem to do that, always make the wrong decisions.
Well, isn't that the opposite of transparency? Isn't that the opposite of accountability? And and of course, the scenario itself wasn't exactly pleasant, but then the way the airline handled it was even worse, right?
Well, that's a huge example
of just not being transparent at all. From the CEO down, it was just a terrible way to run a business. And of course, United Airlines stock price is still fine, and everybody says, yeah, but Mark, what's the real damage? Well, the real damage is if next time a person comes up and it's $289 to fly to New York on your airline and somebody else's, who are they going to choose?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be you, right? And so again, that's a really big example of a really big company. But if your small business is in the same boat and you have an opportunity to be absolutely accountable for a mistake made or a failure to deliver a product, then when you get online and somebody gets on Yelp and gives you a bad review, and you get on there and you say, you know what, Mr. Customer, you are absolutely right. We messed this up, and here's what I'm going to do to make this right. Please call me. Let's talk about this. Well, now you're being transparent, and now instead of seeing a potential customer seeing just that negative review, they see that business owner taking action.
Customers,
and that's the best kind of transparency.
Customers know nobody's perfect. Customers know people make mistakes. They know companies make mistakes. You know, I've got a half century track record of dealing with unhappy customers, working with different companies over the years, and when they walk in and they're steaming this, there's steam coming out of their ears, they're holding something that broke, they're unhappy about this. All you got to do is say, "Sir, I'm sorry this happened. How can I fix it for you?" That's when the steam goes away. all the steam goes away right there. They completely deflated all the stuff that they were going to say to you that they'd rehearsed all the way down the aisle. That just goes away if you say, sir, how can I fix this?
Well, you're so right, Jim. And if you take a look, and maybe your listeners can do this too, take a look at the TripAdvisor reviews where a hotel gets a really bad review. And the general manager reads the review and they say, hey, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. We sure hope you come back and try us again. What have you done to fix the problem?
Nothing.
Why would that person come back and try you again?
No.
You have not taken accountability. You've not shown any level of transparency. You've made no effort to make the situation
so right. The key to transparency, Mark, is accountability, isn't it? Ownership.
It is. Well, and you know, another part of this, Jim, is you got to be yourself, right? You can't tell people what they want to hear. You can't pretend to be something that you're not. If you know, throw in a sense of humor, throw in some personality, or have your intern get to know you and your business lingo, as you said earlier, so they can do that for you. You know, be yourself and have some fun with this. And boy, you want a great example. Just look how Wendy's handles their Twitter account now. It's so much fun to watch them, you know, throwing some barbs out there and being funny and telling jokes. I mean, it's a hamburger joint.
Be careful. Be careful with the humor, though. Humor can backfire on you, and I'm the expert in knowing about that. Hey, Mark, switchandshift.com. The book is called A War Gone Social. Mark, good job today. Thanks for helping us understand transparency and accountability. Will you come back soon?
Of course, Jim. Anytime you need me.
Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.